Good afternoon, everybody. We are joined here by Peter Spencer from Betfred, who's going to talk to us about the latest developments and odds up and down the country. First, Peter, we've got to talk about City. They beat Sheffield United 1-0 away from home. What did you make of that performance?
Well, I suspected it was going to be a low-scoring affair, basically because City are struggling up front, and that's a bit strange, really, that a manager like Guardiola should leave himself so short without a recognised centre forward. Jesus injured, of course, and so is Aguero, and they just scrambled that 1-0 victory at Sheffield United. It is important they did get the 3 points because they are getting a little bit off the pace in the Premier League at the moment. City are now 5-4, still favourites, which surprised me a little bit. 5-4 with Betfred to get the title back. Liverpool are 2-1, second favourites. They weren't particularly inspiring either against West Ham. The big movers, Tottenham, 13-2. Mourinho seems to have reinvented himself, and is clearly a winning manager, and he's now 13-2 to lead Tottenham to the title for the first time since in my lifetime, basically. Chelsea 10-1. Arsenal, after that good win against Manchester United where they outsmarted them, I'll come to that more later. Arsenal 25-1. Everton, early pace setters, were leading the league until recently. They're 40-1 with Betfred to win the Premier League.
So obviously you touched on it slightly there about United against Arsenal. Lacklustre performance, didn't really create much. What did you make of that?
Well, I thought that was a polite description, lacklustre. I thought it was pretty grim, really. I agree with Roy Keane. This was a dull, as dull can be, performance. I mean, how many shots did they have? I just can hardly remember any.
I can't either,
The
to be honest.
midfield was all over the place. It's just like you've got too many midfielders, not enough, no one up front is going to do the scoring. It was just an odd performance. I thought Pogba, the new signing from the Dutch guy, and Fernandes, they're just not gelling. It's a nonsense. This is not a Manchester United you come to expect. And then from the minute they kicked off, I thought they're a bit off it here. And Solskjaer blaming the lack of crowds at Old Trafford for why United haven't actually won at Old Trafford this season in the league. I think that's a bit odd as well, because it's obviously the same for both teams.
Trying to
And
deflect the blame.
when you put that Manchester United shirt on, you should be up for it at the very least. That's
Definitely.
the least a Manchester United fan can expect. Betfred had United at 8-1 to win the league at the beginning of the season. They were third favourites. They're not now. They're
Definitely.
33-1. They're in the bottom half of the table. And these European matches, Istanbul it is this week, they're going to be used as a kind of a training match, because United have got to get their season up and running. And it's not going to be easy at the weekend. In the early match on Saturday, they're playing Everton, and they're not going to roll over.
No, definitely not. So they've got a chance to sort of paper over the cracks against Istanbul. City take on Olympiacos as well. Obviously, you touched on the games this weekend. We've got two massive games as well. United versus Everton and Liverpool versus City as well. Two massive games, and obviously means a lot to all the clubs involved as well.
Yeah, the traders at Betfred will be working out the odds for those two Manchester v Merseyside clashes. But looking at it, I think both of the Manchester teams will be favourite. City because they're at home, effectively, and United because they can't be as bad as they were against Arsenal.
Yeah, well, you'd hope so anyway. So, obviously, we'll move away from football now, move back into the American election. Obviously, we covered it slightly last week. I believe £3 million has already been bet through Betfred, which is a record for the political market as well. Just talk us through the odds for that and the sort of developments that Betfred are taking on with that.
Well, political punting is huge nowadays in the betting industry. There's more and more people wanting to have a bet on politics. It reflects the amount of chatter in the pubs and restaurants and what have you, or amongst couples discussing politics. And everyone has a view, and if people have a view, they want to have a bet on it. This was sparked when Trump beat the odds to win the White House 4 years ago, and also Jeremy Corbyn winning from memory, serves me right, 2001, to become the leader of the Labour Party. And then there was the Brexit vote, which everyone assumed would be a yes, but it ended up being a no. So in each of those three occasions, Betfred lost money. So it was great for the punters. And so the political market, or the political punting, is a growth area. Mm. Going into this American election, it's a record amount that we've taken in bets. Joe Biden is the clear favourite. He's 1-2 for the Democrats. Trump is 13-8. What's happening at the moment is huge canvassing in both Florida and Pennsylvania. They're both campaigning in those two key states. Mm. These are the swing states. If Florida goes to Biden, it's basically time for Trump to knock it on the head.
Yeah.
And that will be decided about 2 a.m. on Wednesday morning. But if Florida stays Republican red, then it'll switch to Pennsylvania. Now, that's the hometown of Joe Biden, or the home state. And so he'll be looking to take that back off the Republicans.
Yeah.
So Betfred have lots of markets on each state effectively. And there's also a special one that's interesting. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Ohio. If they all go, they're the so-called Rust Belt. If they all go back to Democrat, we're 9-4 for those four states to become Democratic blue. And that would mean that effectively Joe Biden is going to be the next US president if those four swing back to the Democrats.
I feel slightly more educated now. I feel like I've learned something there. So we always like to end on a positive note. Tell us about a massive win down south.
Yeah, we've got a lady called Winnie Smith. She was in Kent, in one of our shops in Kent, and she spends 50p a day on a numbers game called 49s, which many people will know about. Anyway, she picked these five numbers. They're all based around family anniversaries, like a daughter's birthday, her own anniversary, wedding anniversary, etc. And she always has these five numbers. Anyway, all five numbers came out, and she won 25,000. But she put the bet on Friday lunchtime for the next day. And her husband had a heart attack in the middle of the night and was rushed to hospital in London. He had his operation, which was a success, thankfully. And he's recovering in hospital. And she rings up next day and says, "Hey Peter," because he's called Peter like me, we've won 25,000. And of course that was just a tonic, as he's recovering in hospital from his operation. He's now out of hospital and getting better at home, and they're going to use the 25,000 to pay off the price of a conservatory at the house. And it's a golden wedding anniversary next year, so they're going to either the Maldives or Bahamas.
Fantastic. So great story there from Winnie Smith. Congratulations to her. Hope she enjoys the money. I'm not jealous whatsoever. So yeah, thanks to Peter again for joining us here from Betfred, and he will join us again on Friday afternoon, so stay tuned and look out for that.